Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows or to subscribe to our program on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Who couldn't use an extra $50,000 for retirement? That's a lot of road trips and extra rounds of golf. But how do you get that extra $50,000? You don't need to win the lottery. You may just need to assess your financial strategy and your personal timeline and then make a few tweaks if necessary. During today's show, we're going to discuss how you may be able to get that extra $50,000 before concluding with any conversation about protecting your savings from a recession. But before we get into a timely topic, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline, who makes our show feel like $1 million.
Aw, well, thank you, Amanda. I mean, speaking for myself, I could definitely use an extra $50,000 for my retirement. I mean, or I could just use $50,000 right now. I mean, I don't know. I would find a use for it. But I know it would sure help.
Yes. So let's reference a Kiplinger article, Want an Extra $50,000 in Your 401k, Delaying Retirement Nicely. We'll detail here how to get your hands on that extra money. So let's talk about real numbers for a second. That Kiplinger article says Americans think they'll need about 1.6 million to live comfortably in retirement. Now you're listening to that and thinking, well, I'm like nowhere near that. So don't really panic, don't give up, and absolutely don't feel like it's too late. There are ways to shore up some things, and one of the most powerful things is very simple. Work just a little bit longer. I'm not talking about adding another 5 or 10 years until retirement. Sometimes just 6 months or a year can move that needle more than you think. 6 more months could save 6 more months before you tap into your retirement accounts and 6 more months that your Social Security grows. So just do the math for a second. You'll see the ripple effect. 9 months, a year, a little more than that. It's not just about grinding forever. It's about giving yourself a better chance to enjoy the type of retirement you're longing, dreaming of. So if you're close, but not quite there, just know that you've got some options here. You've got time and you've got more power than you actually think.
Yeah, and you may even realize that you have more power if you're working closely with a financial advisor. So what does working longer, whether it's an extra 6 months or a year, mean for Social Security, Amanda?
So let's actually talk about money and consider the money you'll have to live on in retirement. Because for most people, it's not just one stream, it's a combination. So you've got your Social Security, maybe a pension, your 401k or IRA, possibly some other investment accounts. And some people also have a little part-time job or consulting gig in the mix. So here's the key. Timing actually matters. So when you retire, and especially when you start receiving Social Security, you have a major impact on what those income buckets look like. So let's take Social Security, for example. You can start collecting at 62, but your payment will be 30% smaller than it would be if you wait until what it's called your full retirement age, which is usually around 67. And if you hold off until 70, that benefit gets a 30% bump above full retirement age. Now, I'm not saying that you have to wait until 70, but if you're close to that full retirement age, maybe 66 or so, delaying even 6 months or a year can make a noticeable difference. That's because your benefit are based on your 35 highest earning years, adjusted for inflation. And if you're earning more than you were at you're earlier in your career, and most people are, that extra income helps you push those lower earning years out of that calculation. So if you're thinking, I just don't have enough saved, or I'm just not ready, or I'm not sure, you know that every month you continue to work, you're doing a few crucial things here. So you're actually saving, you're giving your Social Security more time to grow, and you're not drawing down your nest egg. That's a triple win there, because even smaller delays can pay off in a big win later.
Absolutely. I love to hear that kind of stuff. So, okay, so that's kind of the Social Security covered. But now, what does delaying retirement, even just a little bit, potentially mean for retirement savings?
So let's not beat around the bush here. The markets in 2025 have been absolutely wild. So one day it's down 1,000 points, the next it's up 3,000. It's been a roller coaster. And if you've peeked at your retirement account lately and feel a little queasy, you're actually not alone. A lot of people are in that scenario. But if your portfolio is taking a hit, one of the smartest moves you can make is to just give it time. So even 6 extra months on the job can give your investment room to bounce back. And in some cases, you might even come out ahead. On the flip side, retiring when your accounts are drawn down is like trying to draw water from a well that's half empty. It can shrink how much you can safely withdraw each year, as well as how long your money lasts. So ultimately, the longer you're in the game, the more those market swings start to smooth out. Time doesn't just heal, it compounds. So if you're staring at those accounts and wondering, what now? You know you're not stuck. You've got options. And one of the most powerful things here is simply giving your money time to work.
Absolutely. Making sure that your money works for you. You know, you've worked so hard for that money. Now let it work for you. So Amanda, before we continue, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you and your team at your office?
Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about the current economic, your financial strategy, or any other parts of your retirement. It is our goal here at Aspire to help your retirement you've worked so hard for.
Absolutely. So far during today's show, you know, we had a terrific conversation about securing yourself an extra $50,000 during retirement. I mean, that's a pretty exciting number there. So what's up in our next segment here?
Kipling, your article, What an Extra $50,000 in Your 401k Delay Retirement, has more important details that I'm eager to show and touch base with you guys on today. The next of which is that delaying your retirement for a month or even a year might also have a positive impact on your retirement. Let's rewind the tape for a second. A few decades ago, retirement was a full stop. You picked a date, walked out the door, and that was it. From there, you'd start drawing your Social Security, maybe a pension, and dip back into your savings. But these days, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Many and many more people are choosing a phased approach that has them eager and urging to go into retirement instead of slamming on the brakes. It might cut back 50 hours a week or so, dropping that overtime or shift to part-time work. Maybe it's consulting, maybe it's freelancing, maybe it's just something that keeps you sharp and brings in a little extra income. And here's the beauty of it. You're still earning extra money, which means you're not pulling as much from your retirement accounts just yet. That's giving your money more time to grow. And it's not just financially smart. Staying active and staying eager and engaged are both good for the soul too. So if you're looking ahead and wondering what retirement could look like, just know it's not a cliff anymore. It's not like a ramp. You just choose to slope off.
Yeah. And I also think it's important to note that if you really enjoy your work and if it brings you fulfillment while also giving you the time that you want with your family and friends and your hobbies, I mean, why retire at that point? Sometimes the marketing geared towards people who are near retirement age suggests that you're doing something wrong if you don't retire the day that you turn 65. But that's just not the case, Amanda.
That's right, Jacqueline. And again, it's not all or nothing situation. So cutting down to part-time, becoming a consultant, there's a lot of options out there that don't really exist a couple of decades ago. So let's next consider how much you can actually save if you've added several months or a year into your career. Let's walk through a real-world example, because sometimes numbers tell the best story. Let's say you're 67. You've got $500,000 in your 401k, earning about 5% a year. You're still working, making $150,000, and you're contributing 10% of that back into your retirement account. So if you retire today, your monthly Social Security check would be about $2,400. Now, here's what could happen if you delay your retirement just a little bit. So if you work just 6 months more, your 401k could grow by $22,000 and your Social Security benefit could go up $576 a year. Working 9 more months, you're looking at an increase of more than $34,000 in your 401k and nearly $1,700 more in annual Social Security benefits. Then, if you stick it out for another year, your 401k jumps by about $45,000 and your Social Security would give you an extra $2,300 every year for life. Let that sink in for a bit. So we're not just talking about adding another 5 or 10 years here. This is 6 months, 9 months, or even a year, and it can make a meaningful difference in how confident and comfortable your retirement feels. So if you're close, but you're just not quite there, remember that sometimes a little patience now can buy you a whole lot more peace later.
Wow. I mean, all I have to say is that those numbers and what you just explained within a year, I mean, we all know how fast time can fly. And so to know that that makes such a big difference in that 6 months or 9 months or even just a year, I mean, stick it out as long as you can, right? When it comes down to it and someone needs to decide if they should delay their retirement, what are some of the key factors?
So, Jacqueline, here's the truth. Whether you keep working a little longer or retire right on schedule, that decision depends on you, your finances, your mental health and physical health, and your gut feeling about what comes next. So ask yourself a few questions here. Do you have a financial plan that really makes you feel secure? If your money feels solid, are you mentally ready? Do you have a vision of what your retirement looks like? And how will you spend those days? What'll keep you moving, learning, and connected? If your answer is yes, then hey, retirement might be a no-brainer here. But if you're not quite sure yet, that's okay too. So you're not behind, you're just being smart. Ask yourself what you could do to adjust that right now to feel more confident about the future. And if the answer is working for a few months or another year, then go for it. You're just not punching the clock. You're giving your assets more time to grow and your future self a bigger cushion to actually land on. That isn't about fear. It's about freedom and doing what sets you up to actually what you enjoy for many years you've worked so hard for in retirement.
Absolutely. And you're right, Amanda. I mean, noticing if you enjoy something is truly where you want to be. So how can a financial services professional like yourself or financial advisor can help someone determine if they should delay their retirement, Amanda?
A financial services professional can play a big key role here in helping clients decide whether delaying retirement by a few months or even up to a year makes sense by analyzing income sources, Social Security timing, investment growth potential, and withdrawal strategy. They can actually show you how a short delay can significantly boost long-term financial security. For example, waiting just 6 months to 12 months can increase Social Security benefits, which allows you for that additional savings and reduce the number of years you need to draw from that retirement account. Beyond the numbers, a financial services professional can also help guide you through that emotional and lifestyle ramifications of working longer. It's about creating clarity, not pressure, and helping you feel more confident that you're making the right decision for both your wallet and your well-being.
Wow, that was very, very well said, because you're right. It is a mental shift for yourself, whether you decide to keep working longer or if you decide to retire. So far today's show, you know, we've been discussing how delaying your retirement, even by just a little bit, like 6 months to even a year, can put an additional $50,000 in your retirement pocket. This has been an excellent conversation today. So what's on the agenda now, Amanda?
So Jacqueline, let's keep our focus here on protecting your assets by discussing how you may be able to shelter your assets from market volatility. A financial article, Five Ways to Recession-Proof Your Savings, provides some good insight here. So let's talk about the first step when your money feels tight. And no, it's not just about sacrificing, it's about strategy here. So step one, take a good, honest look at your budget, not in a stressful way, but in let's get clear on what's actually happening kind of way. Use a money app if that actually helps, or just a notebook and a highlighter. The goal is here to see your dollars are go where they're going and where you can start plugging in for any leaks. Start small. Maybe you don't need a four streaming services. Maybe a grocery list keeps you from impulse buying. Maybe the meal planning saves more than just money. It's about saving time and stress here too. Now, if things are really tight, don't be afraid to actually think big here. That can mean putting a freeze on unnecessary spending or shopping around for better insurance rates. None of this actually means failure. It means that you're in control and making moves that your future self will actually thank you for. You don't need to do everything all at once here. Just take the next smart step and then the next one.
Absolutely. Taking baby steps. And I know that Amanda and I have mentioned this on the show previously, you know, the B word, budgeting, right? Budget. We don't necessarily love that word, but it's so important when it comes to this. I mean, budgeting is a simple but powerful tool. Making sure that you schedule regular check-ins with your financial advisor is another excellent way to start within your budget.
That's true. We don't like the budget word around Christmas. Let's just say that.
Yes.
That's not something I enjoy talking about. So.
Or the budget word when it comes to planning a wedding. But
That's right. That's right. So let's talk about something that's not so glamorous, but absolutely essential part of any financial plan. That is the emergency fund. Okay. Life has a sense of humor, not just you're feeling good about your finances, boom, your car won't start. Your cat needs emergency surgery, or your furnace decides to retire before you do. That's why having a little stash of cash set aside is so powerful here. It's just not about being paranoid. It's about being prepared. So if you don't have to hit this big, but 3 to 6 months of expenses is a target right away. Start where you are. So start saving $1,000, $100, or even $50. That's a small cushion you can keep from reaching that high interest credit card when life throws you a big curveball here. The goal is more peace of mind, not perfection. And you can build it brick by brick.
Yes, and it's always better to pay for that new washer and dryer with cash rather than putting it on, you know, plastic with 18 or 20% interest. That's so high.
That is really high. So, although here's a quick and easy move that can make you feel like you're making a real difference, put your cash to work for you. So, if you got money sitting in a regular old checking account earning interest like 0.4% or less, that's time to actually start thinking about an upgrade here. So some high interest savings accounts are often offering at 4% or a little bit less right now. I actually think it's at 3.5, but that's where your money starts actually earning money, just not really sitting still. So now, will that interest rate last forever? Probably not. So rates tend to drop off when the economy softens. But even then, a high yield account is almost always going to outperform your basic checking or savings accounts. That is a low effort, high impact stuff. And that's one more way to make sure your money is actually working harder and just like you are.
Absolutely. You might have to do a little homework on this one, but finding an account that provides a solid interest rate can really make a difference long term.
That's right. So let's talk about locking in some wins, because when the economy hits a rough patch, the Federal Reserve usually steps in and it cuts interest rates. That's their way of keeping things moving. But for savers, it means the rates are depending upon those accounts tend to go down. So here's the move. Consider a CD or a certificate of deposit. Think of it like a time capsule for your money, your stash of cash, and in return, you lock in today's higher interest rate for a second set, typically 6 to 12 months or even 12 months, and get a little bit higher interest rate. So right now, according to the Yahoo article, some of the top CD rates are hovering around 4%, which is nothing to sneeze at. It's a great way to maximize idle cash while the getting's good.
Yes, and CDs are certainly worth a phone call to your financial advisor.
Let's talk about one of the best, most guaranteed returns out there. And no, it's not just about some fancy stock pick. It's about actually paying down your debt. So if you're carrying a credit card balance, you already know the drill. Those interest rates can hit double digits pretty quickly. And with rates still high across the board, even car loans or personal loans aren't cheap here. But here's the good news here. So every extra dollar you throw at that debt, that's money you're not paying in interest. So it's about giving yourself a raise and buying your future freedom one payment at a time. It's not flashy, and no, it's not fun, but it's powerful here. And it's one of the smartest investments you can make in yourself right now.
Yes. Well, you have given such amazing advice during this episode, and it keeps me very, very hopeful for my future. And, you know, it's always about balance and talking with a financial professional to learn more about this and to figure out what might be the right move for you. So, Amanda, anything else before we say goodbye and conclude today's episode?
So if you'd like to discuss any concerns or questions that you had about today's topic, please, listeners, visit our website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715. It is our goal here at Aspire to help you prepare for your retirement you've worked so hard for.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Amanda, for another great episode. And this concludes another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.